Several members of the Albany County Legislature gathered with civic leaders Monday in Albany's South End following controversial remarks by a Board of Elections official about the community.
What happened to us about a few days ago was that a high official of the election board belittled the South End, where a majority or a good portion of people of color are located. And so I, as chair of the Albany County Black Legislative Caucus, I call upon her, and you know who her is, to resign.
That's William Clay. His call for a resignation was echoed by other leaders, including Albany County Legislature Deputy Chair Wanda Willingham, at the gathering outside the South Pearl Street Department of Motor Vehicles office building. Owned by the county, it's under consideration to become the new home of the Albany County Board of Elections when the DMV moves. Her is a reference to Republican Board of Elections Commissioner Rachel Bledy, who last week told the Times Union the new location was in a bad, dangerous neighborhood. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said the people of the South End deserve an apology.
I'm calling for the Republican Democrat to at least apologize, if not resign. At least come out and say, look, I made a bad, you know, I put out a bad statement. I should have looked at the data, because when the crime data came out and we showed it to people, the South End's actually crime rate's lower than the current BOE on Russell Road.
McCoy said Democratic Board of Elections Commissioner Matt Klein should also be faulted for remaining silent on the matter.
I'm not surprised hearing this from a Republican commissioner. What I'm surprised at is that you have a Democratic commissioner who's sitting there silent. I know the TU, a reporter Amanda, tried to get a statement and sat outside his office for hours, and he has no comment. To sit there silently at a time in this nation and agree with a Republican, he's just as guilty.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
I would welcome the opportunity to work in the South End. This would be a wonderful place to come every day, day in and day out, to see what's happening here, to get to know and to understand the people who live here.
The Albany County Board of Elections could not be reached for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.